In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Your life is meant to bear witness to what you believe. Words of Father Schultz from this pulpit last Sunday. Your life is meant to bear witness to what you believe. Today we hear Jesus sharing disturbing words with his disciples. From now on, the disciples are called apostles, because the Greek word means one who is sent off. As we heard last week, the disciples were sent off to preach the nearness of the kingdom and to demonstrate that nearness through signs and miracles. However, the apostles were not winging it. They were commissioned by Jesus and given strict instructions. He said to them, "As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons." In order to prepare them for this mission, Jesus had already demonstrated how to do this. As we heard last week, Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. Jesus did not ask his disciples to do anything that he would not do himself. In fact, he asked them to do exactly what he had done, and he sent them off, made them apostles to do what he had done. Or, as Father Schultz so aptly put it, your life is meant to bear witness to what you believe. Now, next week, we will anticipate the feast of St. Peter and St. Paul, two of the greatest apostles, and reflect on how their lives bore witness to what they believed. And remember, the word for bearing witness in the Bible is martyr. So therefore, when we, the people of God in St. Thomas Church, are asked to bear witness to what we believe, we are being asked to be martyrs for Jesus Christ. In other words, to offer our lives in order to be his witnesses. Now, before he sent the 12 on their great mission, Jesus warned them of the consequences of proclaiming the kingdom and performing signs and miracles, and that it would not necessarily bring them fame, and certainly not fortune. In the verses preceding today's gospel reading that links it to last week, Jesus says, "I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves. Beware of them. They will hand you over to councils and flog you in their synagogues. You will be dragged before governors and kings because of me." Now, I don't know about you, but that's hardly the kind of pep talk you expect a coach to give his members of his team. This is where I say, go Knicks. But Jesus knew that his followers would encounter distrust, an outright opposition. Why? Because he had encountered it himself. The Pharisees and the scribes had said that his signs and miracles were the works not of God, but of the devil. He said to them in today's gospel reading, "If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household?" This section of Matthew is disturbing in that it seems to suggest that proclaiming the kingdom has the consequence of unleashing evil and the persecution of those who wish only to bear witness to God's goodness. Jesus himself knew the breaking in of God's reign and God's kingdom would bring opposition, persecution, anger, division, even among families. Do not think I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword, for I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's foes will be members of one's own household. Thank you, Jesus. Happy Father's Day to you. I have to say, I've always found those words chilling and deeply disturbing. So it's at this moment, therefore, we need to remind ourselves that we are in the middle of Matthew's gospel, his telling of the good news, and that something significant is yet to happen in that gospel, which is, of course, the culmination of the gospel, the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So that we do not become morose on hearing these disturbing words of Jesus, we need to turn to our epistle reading for a sense of perspective. If you like, we need to look back through the lens of the resurrection of Jesus. Paul, who had persecuted those first apostles and who then, in bearing witness to Jesus, became an apostle himself, makes it plain to us. He said, "We have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life." And more importantly, and as a consequence of Christ's saving death and resurrection, Paul says this: "If we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus." Now we begin to understand the power of the words of Jesus we heard today. "Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell." For my friends, the one who harrowed hell in his own death and burial has conquered death and taken away the sting of death and the fear of the grave. Everything has changed. Which is why Father Schultz was so right when he said, "Your life is meant to bear witness to what you believe." And what we believe, we will affirm in just a few moments' time when we stand and say, "And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father, and he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end." There's the key. Whose kingdom shall have no end. We may indeed, like those apostles, face persecution. I have to say, as Episcopalians, I doubt that many of us here today will pay with our lives. Not that kind of martyrdom. We may face ridicule, but perhaps even more disturbing, we may face indifference. But we are still called to bear witness, to be martyrs, to bear witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which changes everything, and through that resurrection, changes the future and the destiny of the world. Or as C.S. Lewis once said, "I believe that Jesus rose from the dead in the same way as I believe that the sun rose this morning. Not because I can see it, but because I can now see everything else in the light of it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.